Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It ain't the left side or the right side, and it must be the fin side. It ain't the left side.
Thank you, Solo D. Welcome to another episode of On the Fin Side here with Kat and Paul. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. I'm Brian Kat, NFL. Paul is Fanatic underscore pick. The Dolphins select Malcolm Perry from Navy with their final pick of the draft. And before we get into him, Paul, I got to tell you, got to pat myself on the back on this one, because we did two or three Miami Dolphins mock drafts for the all seven rounds. I had him taking one wide receiver in any of the mock drafts, and it was Malcolm Perry, the wide receiver out of Navy in the seventh round back about 2 months ago. And they end up taking him here, the converted quarterback, who should see some time here in the slot.
Well, I'm going to give you some kudos on that one, but I'm going to take this a little bit deeper, because I've got a little familiarity with Perry from watching him play against, and when I say play against, I use it in the loosest term of the word, watching him devastate UConn a couple of times, and really anybody else he played against. He is such a jack of all trades. And one thing that cannot be discounted is Chan Gailey was here running the Wildcat in the past. And with Albert Wilson and with Malcolm Perry, I think we may see a little resurgence in Wildcat snaps this year, but with a few extra wrinkles that you couldn't do with a Ronnie Brown out of the position. So I'm really, really excited about this pick, because I think you'll see him line up in the backfield. You'll see him line up in the slot. You'll see times where I think he and Albert Wilson will both be in the slot, and you'll see one of them go in motion into the backfield or the other, and you just don't know where the hell it's coming from. And the fact that you can take, and you've got your Twin Towers lineup with Parker and Preston Williams, but you can have your annoying little bastard lineup with Jakeem Grant, Albert Wilson, and Malcolm Perry out on the field at the same time with Matt Breda in the backfield, and you don't know who's going where, how, or how the hell you're going to keep up with them all. And then you hit them again with a Gesicki, Parker, Preston Williams type of lineup.
Yeah, he'll be a fascinating guy. I mean, even though he's definitely not the biggest, definitely not the fastest. I mean, you're talking about somebody here who only ran a 4.63 and did 10 bench press reps at 5.9, 186. But in terms of productivity, regardless of where he played, he had the most plays, according to PFF draft, of over 10 yards last year. He had 65 runs of over 10 yards last year. I mean, the most in the nation. So he's somebody who is extremely productive. And you know when he gets in here, too, that he's somebody that's going to be able to return kicks. He's going to try to contribute on special teams. He technically was a quarterback, so he can throw the ball. He can play in the slot. Smart player, hardworking player. So I'd be interested to see, too, if maybe he pushes Jakeem Grant a little bit, because he has a career kick return average of 24.6, which is pretty eye-popping.
It is, but I almost foresee him pushing Albert Wilson a little more. In terms of role on offense, at the very least. I think they're two very similar players, and I think Jakeem Grant complements a lot of what folks do as well. And there's no one on the Dolphins' offense, at least as far as receivers go, that has the speed of Jakeem Grant down the field. So I think the switchblade role that we've seen Albert Wilson in when he's healthy might be where we see Malcolm Perry deployed the most as far as the offense goes.
So, Paul, what do you grade this pick?
For the seventh round to get the guy that had the most 10-plus yards runs in the nation by a landslide last year, has positional flexibility to be an emergency quarterback that you don't have to burn a roster spot for, and can play a little bit of running back too, A-plus for me.
I'm going to go with an A. I mean, I like this pick a lot. I mean, and I think even in a worst-case scenario, say that he is too small and not fast enough to play, you know he's going to push those players every day, whether it's at slot receiver, kick returner, special teams. So no downside to this move at all. And also, too, even though this is not associated with the Malcolm Perry pick, they did have another seventh rounder. They traded that seventh rounder to the Seattle Seahawks, the 251st overall pick, and ended up getting a sixth rounder next year in return. I have waited so long for the Dolphins to make a type of trade like that, where they trade this year's current pick for a bigger one next year. Yeah, I wish it was going from a third rounder to a second rounder, but still, now, Paul, you look at next year, you've got 10 draft picks that the Dolphins have, an extra first, an extra second, and an extra sixth.
Yeah, and it was funny you say that, because I know during the various live streams I was doing during the draft itself on day three, I kept talking about how I'd like to see Miami, after what they've gotten so far, start maybe moving a pick or two to accumulate picks next year and take that earlier round pick. So I'm with you. I love it. Absolutely love, love, love. I mean, every trade Miami did here made oodles of sense, and I feel like they didn't lose a trade. They typically won, and they really made the most of what they got.
And that will do it for our breakdown of seventh-round pick out of Navy wide receiver Malcolm Perry. Could be wide receiver, could be quarterback. Who knows? We'll see when he gets into camp. I'm Brian Catt, NFL on Twitter. Paul is Fanatic_pick, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. And if it's not on the right side and it is not on the left side, it is on the fin side. So, D, take us home.
It ain't the left side or the right side, and it must be the fin side.
Fin side.
It ain't the left side or the right side, and it must be the fin side.
Listen, Dolphins fans across the land all tuning in to see what Brian Catt and Paul about to do again.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.